I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Dirtbag Baseball Podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Network. Kirk's not in the room with us tonight. Braden is filling in for him. Kirk is currently on vacation. But, hey, new year. Still same slow results as always. Right now, we're still kind of waiting on some of those big moves. Obviously, we got just a few more days before a couple of the Japanese players, their posting fee times are going to expire. And we're hoping that some movements get done. Obviously, once they're off the board, then hopefully we can get some of the Major League free agents moving again. And, I mean, obviously, right now, it seems like some trade rumors are starting to heat up, which you love to hear. But, as always, we got to thank our sponsors for always helping us out with our content and everything like that. So, I mean, thank you very much to our sponsors. Obviously, we got the Rope Trainer. Kirk's a huge advocate for that. I'm a huge advocate for that. Do a great job with your arm care and everything like that. So, I mean, we love to always stress that one out for all the viewers out there. And then we have, obviously, the Rip Grip Pro. Tress Sullivan and all his guys over there, they do a fantastic job with that as well. And, I mean, those are our two big guys. We love them for what they do for us on a weekly basis. Love their products. Love to try and promote them to all you viewers out there. Like Kirk always says, I mean, you guys know that, hey, we're not in the business for trying to promote bad products. We're in the business of trying to get everybody the proper care that they need, teaching them the right tools and all that stuff. I mean, those are the two products that we obviously use. We obviously endorse them, and we're very thankful for them for being sponsors. I mean, this episode, it's all going to be about 2024, what we're looking forward to for the new year, what we're looking forward to for the baseball season coming up. And I mean, like, yeah, it's just going to be hopefully another fantastic year. Obviously, this year we don't get the World Baseball Classic excitement to kick it off. But, I mean, we got baseball happening. The catchers and pitchers are reporting in 6 weeks. We know Seoul, Korea is going to be where the opening series is between the San Diego Padres and I believe it's Los Angeles Dodgers. That'll be middle of March, and spring training's just around the corner. So, I mean, we're looking very forward to that, and hopefully everything goes well and we get some of these big-time free agents moving off the market. So, hey, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break. Stay tuned, get your favorite drinks, grab your seat, and get ready for a heck of a ride.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Now, during Staples holla deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Yeah, so like I said in the intro, obviously we have Braden in the studio tonight with us. So, I mean, obviously, I'd say the big move over the past week, Chris Sale and cash considerations to the Atlanta Braves for Vaughn Grissom. Vaughn Grissom has already been touted right now as the everyday second baseman for the Boston Red Sox, which kind of surprised me a little bit. I don't know how you feel about that one. Obviously, Trevor Story's injury has been well documented coming off of the elbow injuries and everything like that. And, I mean, he lost velocity on his throwing arm. So, I mean, that one's going to be kind of interesting. I think it's a great move, though, by Boston. Obviously, going out there, addressing kind of a huge area that they needed to improve on was their second base offense. Obviously, like I said, Story was limited last year with the injuries and whatnot. But, I mean, offensively, he didn't look nearly the same. I think this year, fully healthy, I think he's got a good chance to bounce back. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be Colorado numbers, obviously, but I still think he's a good bounce back candidate. But, I mean, Vaughn Grissom, obviously, when he first came up there 2 years ago, he lit the world on fire with the Atlanta Braves. Now gets a chance to be a full-time starter with the Boston Red Sox. How do you feel about that trade, Braden?
I mean, win-win. Obviously, the Braves don't need too many people in the infield and honestly don't really need too many people in the starting rotation. But, I mean, you add a huge upside arm like Chris Sale. I mean, you can't really go wrong with that. In terms of the Red Sox are trying to compete in a very, very, very deep AL East. I guess they're finding a way to do that. Sale obviously wasn't the guy that put him over the top. Maybe Grissom is.
Yeah, I mean, Sale's a tough sell for Boston Red Sox fans. Obviously, you're mixed emotions on that one, I'd say, would be the best way to describe it. Because you're looking back at it, Chris Sale obviously was one of the key guys in that 2018 World Series run when they first got him. Obviously came over and was the ace that they needed. Him, David Price, all the rest of those guys that were there, Mookie Betts, obviously, in his last year. I mean, you're looking at it, though, over the past, three, four seasons, basically, Chris Sale has been just a shell of himself. Unfortunately, injuries have caught up with him, hasn't been able to stay healthy. I love him personally from Boston's standpoint. I think, like you said, for Atlanta, it's a no-brainer. Like Atlanta, they have literally a million ways that they can go wrong and still be the best team in the National League. In my opinion, they still are the best team in the National League.
I mean, I'm looking at MLB.com here, and they're ranked number one overall in the power rankings, and that's ahead of, you know, as we know, everybody's least favorite team, the LA Dodgers. And I agree with that because there's no reason that the Braves aren't that team. If you compare the Braves to the Dodgers, similar teams in a lot of aspects. They did win 104 games last year, and then they got knocked out in the playoffs. Similar to the story with the Dodgers each year. So yeah, no, I think both ways it's good. I love the Braves. I think that the Braves are going to make a deep run. And I think that Chris Sale, even though, like you said, probably a shell of himself, if he can even be a decent starter with just some upside and gives you some flexibility, I just think that makes that team that much deeper.
Well, would you compare that trade to the Tyler Glasnow trade from a couple weeks ago? Like, that's kind of the way that I look at it. If you can get Chris Sale when Chris Sale's on, man, that's your ace.
Yeah, no, like, absolutely. And they don't need an ace.
No,
which
no,
is
that's
good.
A good thing.
Like,
yeah.
if you're wanting Chris Sale to be your ace, no, that's not a good deal. If you're wanting him to be a starting pitcher with tremendous upside, yeah, that's fantastic. And like you said, very similar to Glasnow, where you can't bank on it. But it's all about, like, these teams are just, they're looking at upside at this point. They're not looking at filling holes. They're looking at if so-and-so, in this case, Sale or Glasnow pans out, this will push us over the top.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah. And then jumping over, so now we got Frankie Montas signed a 1-year, $16 million deal with the Cincinnati Reds. Obviously, the Reds have missed out on a couple of the higher profile starting pitchers. Obviously, very highly tied to Sonny Gray back when he was a free agent. And I mean, Frankie Montas, here's the thing. I don't know what you're going to get out of Frankie. Like, obviously, he literally had the exact same resume as Sonny Gray, which is hilarious to me, and the fact that it started out in Oakland, was fantastic down there in Oakland, goes over to the Yankees, struggled with the Yankees, and now he's with the Cincinnati Reds on basically a prove-it deal, I'd say so. Like, don't get me wrong, $16 million is a lot of money for a prove-it deal, but you're looking at it, and you know that that guy has upside number two stuff in any rotation. So, I mean, for Cincinnati to go out there, target him, I thought that was a great move. Gets to pitch in obviously a weaker division and more, well, I wouldn't even necessarily say more of a pitcher friendly park. Just cause Great American, obviously that still plays as a bandbox enough, but you're looking at it and that's a good young team in Cincinnati, man, going out there, making the right move like that. I thought that was a great move for extra insurance in that rotation.
Yeah. You know, one of those teams that they don't have the money to spend like the Yankees, like the Dodgers, like those teams that we love to hate. And they have to make crafty moves like that and make the most out of every free agency signing. And that's one of those crafty moves that you love to see out of those smaller teams. And the other thing about moves like that is, worst case scenario, you're not competitive and you're not making the playoffs. You move that guy at the deadline and bring in prospects or bring in, you know, young guys to just help that rebuilding team.
Yeah, so then here was an interesting one. Now, I'm not huge on this move personally. I love to hear what you guys think out there. Boston Red Sox, jumping back in with them. Lucas Giolito, 2-year, $38.5 million. Now, when Giolito's on, obviously we've seen the upside with him. He's a legitimate number two in any rotation. But, I mean, unfortunately, that guy's career obviously has never been as panned out as what everybody anticipated when he first came up. Obviously, he was one of the bigger trade pieces in the Washington Nationals, Chicago White Sox deal from a few years back. And then, yeah, started out with Chicago, had a good couple of years there. And then, yeah, things just kind of went south. Obviously, this past year, bounced around a few different teams. And now, yeah, I mean, gets a chance with the Red Sox. Playing in the AL East, we all know how that is. That's a juggernaut of a division. So, I mean, I would have loved to have seen Boston actually spend the money on a quality starting pitcher, especially since it is Boston. Like, Boston's got the money to spend on these quality pitchers. Now, obviously, I think, I mean, and you're even going to touch on this, Shota Umaga, there's been rumors that the Boston Red Sox are heavily involved with him. So, I mean, that's a team that I think might ultimately get Shota before he becomes unavailable by the end of the weekend. But, I mean, it's going to be one of those ones that Boston, I think they're signing a number four guy. I don't think they're signing a number two guy to this type of money.
Yeah, I mean, I just look at Boston and I don't know. It's one of those divisions where it's like, okay, are you ready to compete? So I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's anybody's division as always, but don't love them compared to a couple other teams. Obviously, I'm a little bit of a homer with the Blue Jays, but love the Blue Jays, love the Orioles, love the Yankees. You can't ever count out the Rays. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team this year. Definitely can't count them out. And then, yeah, the Red Sox are, I think, making moves where they stay competitive and probably just feel stuff out, but definitely not going all in, which I think is a smart move at this point.
Yeah, and then so obviously we kind of got talking about it off the air, Braden, but a couple of guys that we're starting to hear some rumblings on in regards to possible trade rumors. You hear Eduardo Luzardo, starting pitcher with the Miami Marlins. His name's drawn some interest. Obviously, the Cardinals have been tied with him. Now, I don't know in what capacity, but one of the MLB.com guys just threw it out there and said, hey, this could be a possible landing spot. Obviously, you have guys like Logan Gilbert. You have guys like Dylan Cease, Shane Bieber. The list goes on and on with a few of those other guys in there. But, like, what do you think is going to happen first? Like, because right now, I'm really anticipating a trade. Now, I'm hoping a guy like Blake Snell signs first just to get some clarity on this. But, I mean, if a guy like Blake Snell signs before some of these other guys, does that drive up the price? Or what do you think?
I mean, anytime you lose those free agents' names, yeah, I think absolutely it ups the price for trade targets. And we don't, like, we sit here and we look and we're like, free agency's been slow, free agency's been this, free agency's been that. But I see things starting to pick up in a hurry. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
So last week on our episode, obviously we got talking about Wander Franco and his lack of appearing in court. This week, the arrest warrant gets issued for him. And then obviously he gets detained down in the Dominican Republic. Obviously, there's going to be more stuff that comes out. Right now, we're kind of at the early stage of what's going on and everything like that. But I mean, obviously, everybody heard the rumors last year. Now everybody can basically put the dots together on the fact that he was involved in inappropriate behavior with a minor. So, I mean, there's not a heck of a lot of details that we can get into. Obviously, right now, all that we know is that he's been arrested. That's a huge loss for the Tampa Bay Rays. Like you said, right now, I don't know if they're a playoff team. Just because, like you said, the AL East is a juggernaut. You got to assume Baltimore, even with the young crops of players that they got coming up, I'm still thinking that they're going to be heavily involved in a Dylan Cease trade. Right now, it sounds like the Dodgers aren't necessarily pushing the buttons on a Dylan Cease trade. I mean, they're a team that obviously everybody's still watching because they can still make moves very easily. But you're looking at it, man, and you're like, okay, so Wander Franco obviously signed that massive deal there a couple years ago, $220 million, the highest in Tampa Bay Rays history. This sets them back now. What does Tampa Bay Rays do for addressing the shortstop situation that they have? Like, obviously, they got a couple guys in-house, but I mean, none of them were nearly as talented as Wander Franco.
They're not going to address it in free agency, and they're not going to address it in a trade, especially not before the season, I don't think. I think as an organization, you just got to kind of, it sucks because like you said, it's the biggest free agency deal, or in this case, not free agency, but biggest signing in Tampa Bay Rays history. And it comes back to bite him in the ass when, you know, turns out he's a convicted felon. But I think, yeah, they address it in-house like they always have. And if it's the type of thing where they need to shop, we know that their prospect line is always deep. They do a good job elevating guys to the MLB level and making them marketable and being able to shop people to other teams. So I think it's the type of thing where they're going to address it in-house. And even if they don't, I really don't think it's, I think it's okay if the Rays miss the playoffs, like flat out. I think as an organization, if you're not over the top, it's okay to miss the playoffs. It's okay to have a couple seasons where you do need to rebuild. I'm not saying the Rays are there, but just based on where everybody else is in the AL East, if I'm management, I'm probably looking at doing something like that.
Yeah, like that's the crazy thing is when you're breaking it down and you're thinking about it just for in terms of being good for baseball, right? Tampa Bay Rays last year, they get into the playoffs and what? I think they had 18,000 fans or something like that at their home playoff games. Like that's insanity against Texas, man. Like 18,000 people at a playoff game in Tampa Bay. Like as much as I want Tampa Bay in the playoffs just because they are a good team, at the same time, it's like you guys can get into the playoffs when you guys get 25,000 plus fans showing up consistently. Like, don't be one of those teams that puts out good product and you can't get guys to show up. Because truthfully, the Tampa Bay Rays are a good team. Now, what they end up doing for the shortstop situation, like you said, I don't know. Maybe they go out there and just sign a Tim Anderson. He's still a free agent. He's a guy that would make a lot of sense to me on a one-year prove-it deal, especially down in Tampa Bay. He knows that they're a competitive team. He knows that they can make some good moves around him. And for him, I mean, it's a good chance to just bounce back in a lineup where you know that you're going to be protected. And you got some guys that are up at the front of the lineup. He'll probably bat in that 6-7 hole realistically. They'll platoon him properly like they always do down in Tampa Bay. But they have tons of guys down there, like you said, and they got a good system. So, I mean, don't be surprised if they go out and make a trade. But they're a team that I wouldn't be surprised if they kick the tires on a Tim Anderson signing. So, I mean, jumping over now to some of the relievers, obviously you got some of the guys, and this is what blows my mind. You got some of the biggest relievers out there right now that haven't even been scratching the surface on rumors, right? You got Josh Hader, who, I mean, obviously right now he's hoping to break Edwin Diaz's five-year, $102 million record from last year. And to me, I mean, I already predicted he'd sign for a six-year 120 to a lot of places. And you look at the current way that baseball is too. Like, baseball is built upon relievers in today's day and age. Pitchers are just supposed to go 5-6 innings, which is crazy to me. I still love the old school Garrett Cole. Give me 7-8-9 innings. Give me that workhorse mentality. But yeah, you're looking at it. You got Josh Hader. You got Jordan Hicks. Obviously, you still have guys like Aroldis Chapman. You got Phil Maton. You got Hector Neris. Like, there's some good relievers out there that could fill out a lot of teams. Are you surprised so far that you haven't seen any movement on some of these relievers, especially knowing that every team needs good back-end relievers?
Yeah, you know, it's always a weird one, and we always say it, that shelf life of relievers is kind of small, and it always seems like there's 5, 6, 20 relievers seem to emerge each season. Not elite relievers in any case, but it's one of those things where you can't, just because they had a good season last year, you can't really bank on them having a great season the following year. So yes, I'm surprised that there hasn't been that many relief pitchers targeted, but at the same time, I understand it. I think management looks at it where they round out their team with relievers. They don't build their team with relievers, and that's a smart way of going about it, in my opinion.
But a guy like Josh Hader, though, you're looking at him, and like the fact that his name hasn't even been kicking the tires on rumors, that's the guy that's absolutely blowing my mind, because you're looking at it, and the guy's got arguably the best track record of free agents available this year. Like, he's got 3 Trevor Hoffman awards for the best National League relief pitcher. Then he's got 5 All-Star games under his belt in 7 seasons. The guy's posting minimal ERA year in, year out. Great whip. Like, that's what's blowing my mind, is some of these guys out there, you're like, well, if you want to make a move, make the moves on some of these guys. Because Blake Snell, I don't know what you're going to get in return for Blake Snell. Like, Blake Snell, you're going to have to pay him $180-plus million, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, you're getting 5 innings.
Yeah.
So I need one of these relievers to pair with a Blake Snell. I get that Jordan Hicks is about as up and down gets for a reliever. He's a guy that throws 105, and when he's on, he's on. When he's off, it looks like, well, basically the past 3 years with the Cardinals prior to this year.
Yeah.
Where he's got a 4.5 ERA plus, and you're like, what the heck?
Well, we saw it firsthand with the Jays too. I mean, I didn't like it when Hicks was coming in to close out those games. I never felt confident.
Yeah.
Jumping though, I think the Orioles are one of those teams that might add a, you know, another reliever. I'm not saying a Hader, but that's one of those teams that they're looking to round out their lineup, and that's where you do it, is with relievers, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore, like we said, like, Baltimore, obviously, Hader's Maryland boy, so, I mean, that was one that we kind of tied them to earlier in the offseason. Now, Baltimore, I mean, if they want to, realistically, Baltimore can spend some money this offseason, knowing that they got 3-4 of their young, like, core good guys still on those, like, rookie entry-level deals. Obviously, you got Adley, you got Gunner. This year, I'd be surprised if Jackson Holliday didn't break camp as the opening day shortstop with Baltimore, especially with Jorge Mateo in front of him.
You need to.
Like, that's why I'm looking at it. And even the incentives that MLB's given these players for breaking camp with their teams. Like, you're looking at it, man. If a player finishes top 3 in Rookie of the Year votes, they get an extra draft pick and extra compensation for being pre-arbitration eligible. So, like, there's great perks now for you calling up your players and having them as their opening day shortstops or opening day players. But when I'm looking at it, like, I'm hoping that some of the relief market gets moving pretty good in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, like I said, we're 6 weeks away now from camp breaking. So we're just hoping for any sort of movement, honestly.
Yeah.
But,
and I mean, it's never sexy, the relief pitching market. But as true baseball fans, I think we can look at it and say, like, these are the real difference makers between the ultra competitive teams and the teams that just don't feel like they're there, is who's going out and targeting relief pitchers, who's rounding out their bullpen. And I mean, the Orioles already have a stacked bullpen. They had one of the best bullpens last year. Obviously, Bautista got injured.
Yeah, I was going to say, losing Bautista for the year, man, that's the one that kills him. Because he's done for the year with the Tommy John.
So that's why they went out and got
Kremble.
Okay,
you're looking at it, and I mean, that bullpen is still legit. So, like, hey, it's a no-brainer to me. If Baltimore can make one more move in their pen, like, that's a team that all of a sudden you're looking at and you're like, dang.
Well, and same thing. I think it's the type of thing where you do sign a reliever. It's not going to be a multi-year contract, even though these guys probably do want that. And we see worst case scenario with these relievers is you deal them at the deadline. If you're not competitive, you deal them at the deadline. You bring back a ton of value. So if I'm management and I have free money, I'm looking to do exactly that.
Now, obviously, I kind of want to get into this one a little bit during the curtain call questions as well, Braden, but your Toronto Blue Jays, obviously, you're a Toronto Blue Jay fan. Ross Atkins comes forward today and says, oh, well, the Shohei announcement was very disappointing and it threw a monkey in our well, it just screwed up the whole offseason, basically. They were all in on Shohei. Are you surprised that they haven't done anything yet? Like, because Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Kevin Kiermaier, no disrespect to either of those guys. I love Kiermaier. I thought that he was a fantastic center fielder for him last year. But going out there and signing Isaiah Kiner-Falefa to that two-year, $15 million deal, what are you thinking on that one?
Replaces Witt. I think he's worse than Witt, and that's no disrespect to him. I think Witt was an elite super utility and gives you a ton of upside across the board, plus leadership in the clubhouse. And that's, like I said, no disrespect to Kiner-Falefa. I think, like, as a Jays fan, they need to target a legit outfielder. They need a Jorge Soler. They need a Cody Bellinger. They need somebody like that. Cause I think that lineup is up there with some of the best of them. And their rotation and bullpen's really good. But yeah, they need to bring in a free agent to show that they're willing to do what it takes.
All right, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
This report is sponsored by IBM. The climate crisis is one of our greatest challenges, and businesses play a significant role in minimizing environmental impact. According to a survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, 86% of executives have a sustainability strategy in place, but only 35% have acted on it. With its ability to instantly analyze environmental data and optimize operations, generative AI can be a vital tool to turn sustainability aspirations into actions. In fact, 69% of organizations plan to increase their investment in generative AI for sustainability. Odeya Bosch, Global Sustainability Leader, IBM Consulting.
Data is the lifeblood of sustainability efforts, and generative AI can supercharge these efforts, making data operations better and more efficient, reducing costs, emissions, and waste, so organizations can reach both sustainability and financial goals.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't go, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the current call questions. Obviously, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, we talked about it the past couple of weeks. Basically, his deal with the with the Los Angeles Dodgers has come forward. Details regarding his opt-outs are pretty much tied to him needing Tommy John surgery or some sort of surgery prior to the 2029 season. His first opt-out is 2029. Second opt-out is 2031. If he gets any sort of injury, 2031, 2033. Good clause, bad clause by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Because personally, in my opinion, I think it's a great clause that they've worked in there. You look at the amount of Japanese players that have come over and have needed some sort of surgery, major surgery especially, in their first couple of years. Obviously, Shohei Ohtani was obviously the latest great Japanese pitcher to come over here, and he needed Tommy John surgery within his first three seasons in the major leagues. Now, whether there's an adjustment or what exactly the deal is, apparently the balls are different sizes is what I've heard. But I'm not 100% sure, obviously, never having seen a NPB game. But do you think that that's a good move by the Los Angeles Dodgers as an insurance claim on their part?
Yeah. I honestly don't even know if they care. I think that the Dodgers, what they're worried about is winning a World Series in a non-truncated year. And if they win a World Series this upcoming season, they're probably fine with the free fall or whatever happens after that. Obviously, best case scenario, they win five, you know, or however many they plan to win, having signed these guys, having brought them in for an extended period of time. But you know, they want to win one, and then they'll deal with whatever the fallout is.
All right. So today, obviously, they started doing some of the MLB.com and MLB Network guys started doing some of their early predictions for who's going to be MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, that type of stuff. Obviously, it seems like Bryce Harper is popping out quite a bit in the National League MVP. Do you believe that, based on the way that he finished last year, do you believe that he can truly be the National League MVP again? In my opinion, I mean, I'm not going to count him out just based on the way that Bryce Harper is. But you're looking at just some stacked guys in the National League. Obviously, you get two-time AL MVP coming over this year in Shohei Ohtani. Now, he won't be doing any pitching this season, so that'll definitely hurt his MVP candidacy. But obviously, the offensive numbers are going to be there, especially surrounded by Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, two guys that have to be in the NL MVP case every year. And you get reigning NL MVP guy and Ronald Acuna, who just went 40-70 for the first time in MLB history.
Yeah, I was reading those articles, and they had some interesting points that we got to touch on. Dodgers, I think, like you said, they got three guys that every single year are going to be in the MVP race. But that kind of works against each other in a way, because are you the most valuable player on your team if you got two other guys that are up there for most valuable player in your league as well? You can argue either way. Yes, obviously you're a great talent, and yes, obviously your numbers can give you that look where you should be an MVP candidate. But I don't know if there's anybody in the league as valuable as Bryce Harper, and we've seen that. And that's outside of the stats as well, you know, stuff that isn't quantifiable. And I think that's what Bryce Harper brings to the table, that he's going to be considered for those. He's going to get a bump, in my opinion, because he just does so much off the field and in the clubhouse that elevates that team to a whole nother level. And you know, obviously he has stars around him. He's got Trey Turner, he's got JT Realmuto, he's got a great lineup. But not stars like the Braves or the Dodgers have. So I think it kind of does give him a leg up.
All right. So I mean, hey, I'm basically lockstep with you in that regard. Obviously last year you saw once Bryce got rolling with the Philadelphia Phillies, they took it to a whole nother level. But jumping over now, so, I mean, you get, obviously, some of the other guys in there. One guy that I want to talk about in particular in the National League Rookie of the Year side, Paul Skeens. obviously number one overall draft pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates. I don't know if he breaks camp with the Pirates or not. I'd be very surprised if he didn't. Personally speaking, just based on the way that he was last year. I mean, obviously, you look at the success that he had. LSU Tigers, he was the ace down there. He was the... I'm not going to say he was the clear-cut number one, because there was about three or four guys that were the clear-cut number ones last year. But to me, Paul Skenes was the clear-cut number one. Obviously, this year, yeah, he's got the great chance of breaking camp with the team. Now, whether that happens or not is to be determined. But a pitcher being Rookie of the Year, this is where I want to get at it. Do you think that there should be two Rookies of the Year? Do you think that there should be a pitcher Rookie of the Year and a hitting Rookie of the Year?
I think it would be more entertaining. I think that it's difficult to, especially when we have an MVP and a Cy Young for, you know, non-rookies. I think it would be interesting, and I think it would give a new category, and I think it would give better perspective to the influence that these certain players have. Because I, you know, when you just chuck everybody together and say, okay, who's the Rookie of the Year? It's difficult to compare pitchers to hitters, and it's difficult to compare hitters to pitchers. So I think that while I don't think it's going to happen, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, no, because I brought it up because I've been thinking about it the past couple weeks. Obviously, Walker Buehler said it earlier in the year, earlier in the offseason, Dirtbags. And yeah, like the more I've gotten thinking about it, I mean, it makes sense to me. Like it's one of those ones, like Braden just said, obviously, hey, it's interesting to think about because you're like, hey, listen, like all of a sudden we got the Cy Young and now we got MVP, and like you said, the rarity of a pitcher winning MVP is so minuscule. Obviously, the last one to do it, Justin Verlander in his Triple Crown year. But, I mean, yeah, like it just doesn't happen all that often. So for them to even be considered in the Rookie of the Year, right, you got basically 28 games, 27 games for most starting pitchers as a rookie, mm-hmm. and they have to just absolutely show out to be in that consideration. But, yeah, no, I thought that was a good point, and I've been thinking about it, so I just wanted to bring it up. Next one we got on the top. So, obviously, Chicago Cubs, they make the first big move of the offseason, sign in Craig Counsell
mm-hmm.
away from the Milwaukee Brewers. Crickets ever since. Only team to not make a major league move. Where do you think the Chicago Cubs go from here? Because they obviously have to do something. Like, are they going to go out there and get one of these big-time guys? Are they going to go out there and get a Blake Snell? Or do you think they just circle the wagons back and try and get Cody Bellinger, try and get Marcus Stroman, guys that they're familiar with, and try and bring them in? Or even a Jordan Montgomery, obviously a guy that they've faced plenty over the past year and a half when he was on the St. Louis Cardinals and the success that he had in the National League Central.
As a Jays fan, I hate to say this, but I think they're probably bringing back Bellinger. Top two favorites seem to be, consensus seem to be Cubs and Jays. I just think it makes the most sense. Obviously, it's got to be an all right contract, but it just seemed like a really good fit there. In terms of bringing in other free agents, yeah, I really don't know. It seems like the NL Central is just always a wide open division. Obviously, there's great teams, but Nobody really spending a ton of money and nobody being clear-cut favorites on any given season. And you can speak more on this because you're a born, bred, you know, diehard Cardinals fan. But if I'm the Cubs, I'm doing as much as I can in free agency and I'm trying to bring in big names. But I think they probably just end up bringing in Bellinger.
All right. Do you believe Corbin Burnes gets traded this offseason? Or do you think that he's a deadline day? Because last week, me and Kirk, we got talking about it. And one of our questions, I said, if the Jays are as serious as they want to make every single fan believe, the Jays go out there and they get Corbin Burnes, they get Willy Adames, and they get Christian Yelich all in one swoop from the Milwaukee Brewers. Two guys on walk years, and Christian Yelich obviously still has a couple years left on his contract. But, I mean, to me, it's a move that makes a lot of sense. If I'm the Milwaukee Brewers, you got Corbin Burnes. He's on his last year. I don't want to wait until free agency. I want to trade him now while I still can, and his value still at an all-time, well, not at an all-time high, but still at a high because he has a full season left.
Yeah.
If I trade him at the deadline, all of a sudden I'm losing value on my guy, And I know that my guy is going to be highly valued at the trade deadline anyways. But I'm looking at the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't believe that they're a serious playoff competitor this year. Like, if I'm the Milwaukee Brewers, with all these other pitchers that are being rumored out there to be traded, Corbin Burns has been one of the guys that barely has been talked about.
Mm-hmm. And I think he probably jumps that pile. And you know, that's saying a lot because Blake Snell just won the, you know, Cy Young. But I think Corbin Burns is as real as it gets, and I think Corbin Burns jumps any team's list of, you know, automatically slots in as most teams' ace. And the Brewers, like you said, they're not competitive. They're not a team where I look at and say it makes sense to hold on to them. It makes sense if what you're being offered back isn't enough. As a baseball fan, I would love it if Corbin Burns went somewhere else, specifically a bigger market, because he's an absolute star and you see him pitch and, you know, he's top 10 pitcher in the league for sure.
So obviously we kind of talked about it in the intro as well. This is probably going to be our last question. We got 2.5 minutes left, give or take, in this segment. What are you looking forward to the most in the 2024 season, Braden?
The LA Dodgers not winning the World Series. And, you know, we see it time and time again, these super teams just fall apart. And I love that because I think what the Dodgers did in offseason, don't get me wrong, they had every right to do it. And I think from a business standpoint, it makes the most sense. But I got to tip my caps to teams like the Braves who just do it a lot more eloquently and, you know, don't kind of make a mockery of the sport by going about how they sign people and how they built their team, where I think the Dodgers have done that. And I love how the NL's been built, and I love the fact that the Phillies are going to be competitive. Diamondbacks obviously showed that they can be competitive. Braves, that's not even mentioning the Braves that are just world class. And I think the Dodgers are in for a rude awakening, and if at the end of the season they win, I'm still going to tip my cap because business wise they did what they felt was right. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the Dodgers just imploding.
So there you go. That's Braden's 2024 goal. And I mean, hey, Dirtbags, you guys all know my opinion on Dave Roberts and everything like that. You guys have known I've if I could hop on here on a weekly basis and say this man should be fired yesterday, I will 100% be of that belief because honestly, I don't know what they expect out of him at this point in time. The guy's proven track record is he can get the team to 125 wins in the regular season and get swept in the first round.
Yeah, and, like, and who couldn't get that team to 125 wins?
No, exactly, and that's my point, man. That's why at the end of the day, to me, I mean, unfortunately, I've always said it, and the writing's always been on the wall. I will always stand by that. But, yeah, so my 2024, obviously, I'm hoping, yeah, in the next couple of weeks we get some free agent signings. I'm hoping we get to spring training. Everybody's healthy. We get through spring training. The season gets rolling. And then, obviously, the Cardinals just, hey, clean up and take the National League, man. That's obviously our goal. That's the St. Louis Cardinals fans' goal every year. Obviously, I want to hear your guys' opinions for what you want for 2024, what your goals are, all that stuff, whether it be in the MLB, whether it be your personal life, whatever it is with the sport. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break with our final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, Dirtbags, time for our final thoughts. I'm going to start out this one. So my final thought, Gary Sheffield Jr. makes a tweet basically saying, hey, listen, why aren't you voting in my dad? More or less along those lines. Guy tweets back at him. I can't even remember the guy's name, but he's a Hall of Fame voter anyways. And he says, oh, well, I mean, that's the beauty of it. You get 10 years on the ballot, and maybe next year I can come back and vote your dad in. Gary Sheffield's on his 10th year. Gary Sheffield doesn't have another year to get voted in. This guy votes for two guys, claims to be a Hall of Fame voter, doesn't even know how the Hall of Fame voting works, man. I don't know. To me, I think some of these guys, they need to get out of their own way and realize, okay, you guys are in probably the toughest, actually not even probably, you're definitely in the toughest Hall of Fame to get into. Like, when these guys are Hall of Fame caliber players like Sheffield was, don't make that excuse of saying, hey, next year we can vote him in. Get that guy in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like you said, he's a Hall of Fame player, and this is what kills me, is it's all about recency bias, and it's all about comparing the past generations to the current generations, and I think people forget how great, you know, certain people are.
Yeah, so Dirtbags, we just want to thank you very much for listening. Obviously, like I said, Kirk was over in Germany this week. He was taking care of some familial stuff with my mom, and they just wanted to have a week off. So, Braden, I thank you very much for coming on this week, taking his shoes and run with the podcast. That being said, Dirtbags, obviously, we got to give a shout-out to our sponsors again. The Rope Trainer, obviously. Kirk's huge advocate for it. I'm a huge advocate for you. Great for your arm health. Obviously, we highly recommend it for kids of all ages and obviously college and even professional players. If they can get their hands on it, absolutely use it. And then obviously the Rip Grip Pro, we want to give you guys a huge shout out as well. Thank you very much. Obviously, it's an incredible hitting tool. Highly recommend giving it a look, using it as much as you can type of deal. Excellent for your back control and getting your swing on that perfect bat path. But Dirtbags, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. So thank you very much for listening once again. Let's have a heck of a 2024. And you know what? Unfortunately, it is that time. So thank you all for listening. And Braden, I'll let you take the final words right out of my mouth.
Thanks again for listening, Dirtbags. Stay tuned all 2024 because it's going to be a hell of a ride.